When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Yates is a fool. Dom?
Someone did get stomped. Someone else got ejected. We're going to get into it. KJ
Light
presented
the beam!
Highlights
by Progressive Insurance.
At the same time.
Good morning, guys.
What's up,
Kurt Franklin with Draymond Green at the same time.
I'm having a hard time hearing Key.
Can you have a hard time hearing
now
me?
Now I got you.
He said Kirk Franklin and Draymond Green together.
Together.
At church, stomping and praising.
Draymond. Feel like, remember the Odd Couple? Oscar. Draymond.
Are you guys on the Light the Beam tour yet?
No.
Do you guys have any idea when I say light the beam? You have any idea?
If I knew, I would have said something. That's why I'm like, what?
That's what Sacramento does. They light the beam.
Oh, light the
they
beam.
They light the
tour.
Beam.
Oh,
the
yeah,
beam
the top,
team,
yeah.
Max.
Yeah, I didn't know what you
I've
were saying.
I've been trying to put y'all on Sac the whole year.
Man, I told you about Sac 3 years ago.
Whoa.
By the way, whoa.
I told you about Sac 3 years ago, Jay.
Hey, yo.
I told you about it 3 years ago, didn't I?
There you go. You cleaned it up. I talked about it 3 years ago.
And Jay,
well, that's
did.
What a lot of people do in this sports world. They tell you what they said when it comes to fruition from 5 years ago. I told you about this 5 years ago. I'm the first guy to ever say it.
3 years ago, you said, put LeBron on the team, they get to the NBA Finals.
What did I say?
What you notice about Sacramento is is where they're supposed to be, right? And they play fast. And Jay, you were right about Sacramento having a shot to get to the finals, and obviously they do have one, but is one of the reasons they have one the same reason that the Cavs were able to come back on the Warriors in 2016? Kings beat the Warriors in game 2, 114-106. They're up 2-0. Draymond Green ejected for stomping on Sabonis with 7 minutes and 3 seconds left to play in the fourth quarter. Dre, what happened?
My leg got grabbed. Second time in 2 nights. Referees just watch it. I got to land my foot somewhere. And I'm not the most flexible person, so it's not stretching that far.
So you didn't really see where you were stepping? You just kind of...
I can only step so far and pulling my leg away. So it is what it is.
You were... you guys been in bites before, right, when you're younger. You ever... like get snuck one time and the teacher doesn't see you get snuck and then you snuck the guy back and you're the one that gets caught? That's exactly what happened here, right? Like, it was a dirty play by Sabonis to grab his foot. He shouldn't have done it. It deserved a flagrant one. It should have just been a flagrant one on Draymond for the stomp. I don't think it was excessive. It was next level, but it's also the history of Draymond that gets factored into this whole thing. And it was maybe the embellishment of the stomp. It was the push-off. Like, so if somebody grabs your foot, then he lets go. You step down on the player's chest. It doesn't mean you need to step over him and lift your body up off him. To me, that's like, all right, you got caught, man. You got caught.
Sabonis sold it, too.
He for sure got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. But Sabonis created this.
1,000%.
I don't care what nobody say. And I'm not defending Draymond at all. He plays with high energy. Sometimes he's out of control. He's, you know, and I get all of that. But when you grabbing my ankle, one of my money makers, I'm going to react a certain way. Now, when we're calling it a stomp, to me it's more of a push-off. Because if it was a real stomp, he would look down at him and really pound on him, right? Like, he ain't really pounding on him like that.
No, it's called a stomp because Sabonis sold it.
Yeah, of course,
DeMontis. What happened? What happened there on the Draymond foul?
You know, I'm
I love the competition. I love the playoffs. You know, the challenge I'm taking on the Warriors. You know, I got hit earlier in the game in the jaw there. So when I fell, you know, I was kind of protecting myself. And then obviously the incident happened, and I feel like there's no room for that in our game today.
Let me say something about this, guys. Yes, Sabonis started it, right? Because he grabbed his ankle. But really, to me, what Draymond reacted to was Sabonis about to get away with it. And Draymond didn't like the fact that he got out-slicked, right? That's like a little veteran thing where you hold on to the guy and he was about to get away with it, and Draymond didn't want to get beat in that little interaction. So he gives him a little shove with the foot, little stomp or something like that.
In that heat of the moment, Max is thinking that deep.
I think he is. He's trying to get him. You're not going to get me. I'm going to get you.
Not as an athlete, Max. I'm telling you, as an athlete, when you grab that ankle and you grabbing things that's my moneymaker, you're going to take issue with that. When somebody's grabbing you by the ankle and you're trying to get away, there's a million different things that could happen. And we've seen it, Jay, multiple times in sports where guys grabbing someone's ankle and it twists or turns and it just – we see it all the time. It's just not something you want to happen.
We've seen it with Draymond before too, and he got ejected.
This isn't the first time we've seen Draymond get baited into something, right? LeBron baited him in the NBA Finals, right, with the kick to the groin. Same thing happened. Same situation here for me with Dre. And, you know, the funny part is Sabonis is one hell of a seller, though. No room in the game for that. And then, wait, Key, the Woj tweet after the game on the X-ray. I don't know if we have it, though, but Woj tweeted, Sabonis received x-rays on the sternum to make sure there was no damage done. Like, the step wasn't that hard. It wasn't like, we've all been in fights before. We've seen somebody get stopped.
That was like really, a WWE stop.
Yes. Yeah, no, there was a lot of selling going on there. Good for Sabonis to sell it, though. That's called gamesmanship. That's what the game of basketball is. X-rays returned negative on Sabonis' sternum, and it appears he avoided injury, sources tell ESPN.
No kidding.
Draymond is a big person, and that large body and that large foot coming down on the sternum, you still want to get it checked out, Jay.
Yeah, fine,
you
know, Key.
You still want to get it checked out.
Fine. I want to get back to Draymond. I want to get back to Draymond's personality and how that affects things, because he's the kind of heart and soul, right? And Steph is the leader, but Dre is the leader in another way. You know, Key, going back to not wanting to let – Draymond has a certain competitiveness. He doesn't want to lose those moments. And going back to that point, like in boxing, you might get a guy – referee's on the far side – so on the other side, you hit him with the other hand, with the left hand if he's on the far side, or the right hand if the referee's out of view. There are ways to hit guys low around the hips where you won't get called for it because the ref can't see it. An inexperienced fighter gets mad and retaliates right in front of the referee. He's going to get called for it, right? Draymond against LeBron. Jay, you brought it up before. LeBron knew in the 2016 finals the dude has so many techs that the next tech, he's going to get an automatic ejection or suspension. So LeBron goaded him, same way, held on to him. And Draymond kicked him for everyone to see and got the ejection. Here again, Sabonis is about to get away with it. He held on to his ankle. He's going to get away with it. Draymond got the better of Draymond that competitive moment and did it in full view of the ref, and then Sabonis sold it. But that's the whole question with a personality like Draymond, right? That can he go up to the line but not cross it? And the answer for Draymond at points in his career has been no. He crosses the line at inopportune times.
So let me color in the whole picture for everybody.
I mean, he's going to the Hall of Fame. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to color in the picture for you guys real quick, because last night was a microcosm of a bigger discussion that I think will continue, especially if Golden State loses. It will get blown up. Did Jordan Poole get extended? Oh, he got extended. Did Andrew Wiggins get extended? He got extended. Klay Thompson's contract's coming up. Do you think he's not going to get extended? Oh, he's going to get his money. Did Draymond Green get extended? No, he did not. And when these little moments, regardless of them being champions, regardless of them winning multiple awards and him being Defensive Player of the Year, if you're Joe Lacobs, you're looking at these moments. If you lose this series and you're saying, these are the type of moments where, Dre, I get it, but do you need to react? Do you have to react in that moment? You're down by 4 or 5. They came back without him. They had a chance to win. But then the reason why they lost, Key, Kevon Looney was involved in every pick and roll with De'Aaron Fox. It's a different look when you're in drop coverage and Draymond Green is guarding that pick and roll with De'Aaron Fox. Draymond Green's a better reader of those situations. Kevon Looney's just out there in no man's land, and De'Aaron Fox is picking him apart down the stretch. So you need Draymond in the game in these moments, and these are the plays where, look, regardless of whether it was a dirty play or not, don't react, Draymond. We've seen you react before, and we've gotten torched. You cannot react. We lose this game because you reacted.
Well, at times like this, and when you get to a certain level in your career, as you know from covering this stuff, Jay, and being around it for a very long time, sometimes the risk isn't worth the reward. Now, when you start to get to where he is in his career, where he's still pretty good defensively but not adding a whole lot to the offensive end, and then much like you just said, late in games, you now become a liability, not because of your play, but because there may be something that triggers you to create an issue to the point where you're ejected from a game, and now we have to play a lesser guy than you down the stretch, and it costs us a game. So it's, at some point, they've got to make a decision. Is he worth this moving forward? Now, maybe they haven't made that decision yet. Maybe there's one that says, okay, go test the market, see what's out there, come back and holler at us. You just never know. But it seems like this is the end of the line, win or lose, for Draymond with the Golden State Warriors.
Last dance. That's like there's some pressure on Golden State now. Listen, they're going to have to win road games in these playoffs if they want to advance, because, you know, and they haven't won or hardly any road games all year. But I wouldn't say, oh my God, this is, you know, it's now they can't win the series, but you obviously have no margin for error now. You got to defend home court if you're the Warriors. And given what you guys have presented, he hasn't been extended, the whole thing, how his lack of offense could be the last dance for this crew, right? For this group, which redefined basketball.
I mean, Sacramento, all now you have to do is get one. Get one in Golden State. And Sacramento's 25-16 on the road. They have the best road record in the Western Conference.
Don't grab my ankle.
Don't stop me out.
I mean, one dude got to stay in the game. The other dude got ejected. So, you know.
I mean, I thought both should have been flagrant ones, but it's the fact there's a history with
LeBron
Draymond.
LeBron didn't get teed up, did he, in that game?
But the thing is, though, Max, like, Draymond, I listened to his podcast. He's a smart-ass dude. Like, it's not like you're talking to somebody who's – he's smart. But sometimes his lack of self-awareness about his own reputation, he gets lost in the sauce, and you're like, nah, man.
When we were talking before the show, he knows – his reputation, but Draymond likes to play into it.
Yeah, but
he's
Key,
all of
why?
A sudden taking the bad guy. Man, some
why
people
all the
got
time?
Their, some people identity though
can't get out of your own
one
way.
Of those deals, I want to be known as the tough guy. I want to be known as the big bad. You know, whatever you want to call me.
We're gonna keep talking about this, because at some sense, if you're Steph, Key, or if you're Clay, Steph and Clay couldn't even defend him afterwards, right? You're looking at him saying,
sure,
"Yo, I get it, dog. I understand." But come on, man. I'm tired. Aren't you tired of going through this all the time?
But I'm sure, Jay, that they've say just like you just said, I'm sure they've had that conversation with him. Like, come on, Dre, man. You're killing us
right now. It's like Brandon Clark last year in Memphis. Like, come on, Dre.
Hope they're not tired of winning championships.
Dre shaking his head. Say, I know, dog. It's my fault. I got you next time. And then two games later, same thing occurs. Yeah. That's just how some people are.
It's hard to replace Draymond Green.
Agreed.
If after this season, how do you replace that guy? It's not that many guys can do all the things he can do. All right. The 76ers are up 2-0 now. In a series, they're supposed to win fairly easily.
Oh, no way. We can't just keep talking about it. We got to give Sacramento some love. We just talked about Golden State.
Well, apparently
we got to give Sac some love.
Okay, give him love.
Now we're going to break.
As I was saying, the 76ers are up 2-0, but they're showing signs. Are they showing signs that will doom them in the long run?
Move the needle, Jay.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. I mean, Sixers, what's it going to be, a sweep? Gentlemen sweep? What do you think, Jay?
Sweep.
Sweep. All right.
Sweep.
But do you see cause for concern with the Sixers?
What?
Maybe not.
Sorry. So Brooklyn's been throwing everything at the kitchen sink at Philly, right? You got five guards on the court. They're throwing double teams at Joel Embiid. They're trying to get him to play more in the perimeter. I think even though Joel Embiid has had high turnovers, he's handled the double team pretty well. They started making a lot of shots. I don't know why Jacques Vaughn went away from doubling Joel Embiid in the second half, but it just feels like they're playing with their backs against the wall. Philadelphia is a way better team. My main concern moving forward, because it's inevitable, we are going to see Philadelphia and Boston. Celtics, 76ers, that is going to be our matchup. All due respect to Trae Young and DeJounte Murray, it ain't it this year. Celtics are going to win that series easily. That might be a gentleman's sweep or a sweep as well. My biggest concern is James Harden's contract is coming up again, right? And so far in this series, 34 points on 24 shots, 24 assists, 9 turnovers. And when he gets into the lane, I'm so tired of him sticking out his arm, like looking for the foul call all the time. And I know Tobias Harris and Tyrese Maxey made 6 3-pointers second half. Like, he got his thing going. Like, he puts up buckets. Like, and he's a gym rat. I love Tyrese Maxey. And Tobias Harris, they carried the load in the second half. But, like, you're not going to pay James Harden all this money just to be a guy to lead the league in assists. You need him to be an alpha. And I still wonder his conditioning and the physical competitiveness of him in this series against Marcus Smart, against the way they're going to compete against him defensively, against the Celtics. I wonder about that. And trust me, if you're Joe Mazzulla, you're going to take pages out of a scouting report that you've seen Brooklyn do by giving double teams, giving different looks to Joel Embiid, and forcing guys like James Harden to beat you. And I think this next series is going to tell us everything we need to know about whether James Harden is a world champion caliber player for the Philadelphia 76ers versus the Celtics. Everything we need to know.
That's why I feel like, you know, when these playoffs started, I kept harping on Westbrook has the most to gain, in fact. Now people are coming around to that conclusion. But I don't think number two is Chris Paul. If I had to say a number two, I would say James Harden, because Harden's still really good. And if he could win a championship, he's going to have to hit those shots. You're right. There are going to come moments where you can't just look for the ref for the call, or hit Maxey or Embiid or Harris, for that matter, with a dime. You're going to have to hit a big shot. If he can do that, his reputation is, like, his place in history is completely elevated. It's a huge stakes for Harden in these playoffs, I think, Key.
I think he'll be able to hit a shot or two down the stretch. You know, sometimes electrifying players that are high-scoring guys that we see, we expect for them to do it night in and night out because that's what they do. But when you have guys that can contribute, and Harrison, Maxey, and then obviously Joel, sometimes guys like Harden may lean on them to lift some of that pressure off of him. And that's okay as long as you're winning. But if this was in a loss, then we'd be talking about something different with him. And I think that that's the key that you got to look for. As long as you're winning, he can play this way. Now, the next steps is, what if it's Boston, which it seems like that's what it's going to be, right? He's got to hit some shots down the stretch because they got guys that are going to combat whatever the Sixers have on the offensive side.
But, Key, like, so think about it. Like, they're playing Atlanta. And in that series, Trae Young is being guarded by Marcus Smart. When they take a second off Marcus Smart, then he's being guarded by Malcolm Brogdon, right? Like, the physicality and the way those dudes compete defensively is something that we're going to get a chance to see in real time how James Harden handles that. And as much as people are saying, well, I make some shots here, yo, you're not paying him the money to be a passive guy. You're paying him the money to be the second guy. We talk often about, is Kevin Durant the first guy for Phoenix or Devin Booker, whatever, 1-2 punch. What is the 1-2 punch for Philly?
But couldn't he be a pure point guard who hits key big shots in big moments without asserting himself as the second leading scorer? Like, let's say the second leading – I'm okay with Harden.
Second most impactful player on the court,
yeah,
Max.
Right. Or maybe even –
He's your second superstar.
Yeah,
second
right.
most
– But that doesn't mean he has to be the most aggressive scorer,
no,
right?
You have to be impactful in aspects of the game. He's a gifted passer. I think there's areas that he's played great basketball this season. I'm not saying he hasn't. I'm just saying we're about to find out. Last year, what did I say about James Harden? I'm like, hey, we're about to go into these playoffs. We're going to be talking more about what James Harden can't do more so than what James Harden can do. I'm just giving you guys insight into what we're about to start talking about here.
No, and
you're going against defensive guys who are next level.
Going to get after.
Yes.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, Jay. That's why I'm saying right now, as long as you are winning basketball games and you're playing this way, it's not going to bite you. But if you play this way going up against the Celtics, you're going to get bit. That's just the reality of it, because you don't expect guys that are your 3-4, your 4-5 guys to contribute the way that they are against the Nets. You just don't expect that. You don't expect Tobias Harris to do some of the things and Maxey to score the way he scores. You expect for them to contribute, not to be the leading guys for you.
Well, Maxey as a squad, Maxey's so young to already be as good as he is. Maxey maybe could emerge after this as the second leading scorer, right? That doesn't mean he's – but I want to get back to Harden, because a single championship is such a big thing. You know, like, what's Steph got? 4, right? And then this year you thought, oh, he could get a 5th. But if they get bumped, and they could easily here in the first round, Steph is sitting on 4, right? Harden could grab his first. Harden gets one more and they end at 4-2. Like, let's just remember that this era, until very recently, those two guys, you know, the way like Giannis and Jokic and Embiid are competing for the MVPs every year? It was Steph and Harden a lot of years where it's like, oh, who's the MVP between the two in the regular season, right? It was close. But then because of the playoffs, no one really compares Harden as an all-time great to Steph. You grab a chip right now, you hit some big shots along the way, you grab another one down the line, Steph stays where he is, Harden has entered the conversation.
Yep.
Right? It's a huge, huge thing.
Is James Harden ready for this fight that's about to come his way? Because it's coming. It's about to happen.
Speaking of Philadelphia.
You ready for the fight coming your way?
I'm going to stomp you out.
You're going to get called for it. You let Key just grab your ankle, and then you overreacted.
What?
Now you're getting ejected.
Where was I supposed to put my foot? On your chest.
If I grabbed your ankle, Jay, you do the same thing. Stop.
Jalen Hurts just got paid, guys. What does it mean for Lamar Jackson, among others?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, are presented by Progressive Insurance. So, Jalen Hurts, the deal is done with the Eagles. Key, you predicted this, that he wasn't going to rake them over the coals, that they would get a reasonable team-friendly deal from Jalen Hurts. And it appears to me that's what happened. He and the Eagles agreed to a five-year, $255 million extension. Really, it's $179 million. That's the guarantee, source tells ESPN's Adam Schefter, Monday, April 17th. It's the largest contract on a per-year basis in NFL history, $51 million, just ahead of Aaron Rodgers' $50.3 million and Russell Wilson's $49 million. Only Deshaun Watson, $230 guaranteed, fully at signing, by the way, and Kyler Murray, $189.5, received more guaranteed money in a single contract. So he got a lower guarantee than Kyler Murray, who got a lower guarantee than Deshaun Watson. Chris Canty on Canty and Carlin, of Canty and Carlin, was on Greeny, and he was surprised that Hurts took this deal. Listen to this.
The fact that this checked in at less than what Kyler Murray got a year ago, from a practical guaranteed standpoint, I don't know how you can look at this as a win. Now, I think Nicole Lynn, president of Clutch Sports and agent for Jalen Hurts, did the next best thing. If you were going to come in under $200 million guaranteed, make sure that you protect your client in the future. And the way that they structured this deal with the full no trade clause does that.
So, Key, what do you think of the deal?
I think it's a great deal. I think it's a wonderful deal. I think whenever you can make $60 million of real money in the first 3 years of a deal, of real money, that's the real money. It's $60 million a year. And I think people are missing the point. He's got $180 million. I'm going to round it up, Jay, just because I'm going to do ahead. It that way. That's $60 million a year, unless my math is off. And so if you're getting – if somebody handed you a check and said, here's 3 years, okay, and we're going to give you $60 million a year, we're going to give you $180 million for these 3 years of guaranteed money. Damn the average, damn the last 2 years of the deal, but the first 3 years you scheduled to make $180 million, that's NBA-like. Because in the NBA, they go out 4 years. Every now and then you see a five-year deal. Every now and then. But for the most part, that's NBA-like. Why wouldn't you take that?
Let me get this straight, Keith. Let me get this straight. So you're saying that once the guaranteed money is gone, you redo the deal anyway.
Yes.
So
really, redo the deal.
So really, it's reported for cap purposes as a $51 million, but in fact, it's 3 years, 60 a pop.
60 a pop.
So then in 3 years, he's still in his 20s, and he's going to get
redo
a whole
it again.
New contract.
You're 6 years into your 6 years into your NFL career, you're about to get another deal.
So, but it reminds me of Mahomes in the sense that, which is what you said it would be, Key, earlier, in the sense that it's actually a team-friendly deal that also makes sense for the player who's giving the deal to the team because he's going to get dipped back in a couple of years.
Yeah, but so when you look at less money than Kyler Murray, right? How's Kyler Murray's money spent? I mean, given to
on
him.
On video games. Oh, wait. Say it again.
But how's Kyler Murray money given to him? What's the present value? Is the $189 million spread out over the 5 years of the deal, 4 years of the deal? Is he getting X amount up on signing? It's all about the devil in the details, right? Jalen Hurts' deal is such that he's touching a very large, and you know this, Max, present value is extremely important. And when, because you can do a lot with that once you get it in your pocket. When is Jalen Hurts's, when is he getting this money? Is he getting it at the end of the deal? Is he getting it in the course of the deal? Is he getting it in the first 12 months of the deal? Like when Aaron Rodgers redid his contract, he touched, and I'm not talking about the 150, I'm talking about the one before that. He touched that $100 million within a 12-month calendar. So it all of those sort of things are important when you're looking at these contracts, not just the $255 million extension. That's good for the agent to be able to recruit the next guy, But what it looked like inside that box, man? That's all I care about.
Well, I do want to say this, Key. I do want to shout out Nicole Lynn, who is the president of Clutch Sports. I mean,
she did an amazing job
for Jalen Hurts. And I love seeing a sister in that position to negotiate for Jalen Hurts, and the fact that his entire staff is all full of women. Like, everybody that works with Jalen Hurts, is collaborates part of his business, they're all women. I think that's an incredible story that just gets overlooked. Now, into the details, okay, I'm with you. Like, at the end of the day, if you're able to get $60 million, and then you can re-up your deal and do it again, who cares about what the number that we like to present, like, oh, it's 250 or what? That doesn't matter as much. If there's one thing I've learned in the show the last 2.5-3 years, it's what Key just said. The devils are in the details about how you get paid to get paid again as fast as possible.
Yeah, at the end of the career, you look back and you want to do what Tom Brady did, which is you work with the team in a way that allows them cap space so they can put a team around you, but you also, even if it's not get every penny, you wind up way ahead in terms of what you made versus what you would have made if you would have dug in and insisted on a guarantee over X number of years.
But he is getting every penny. You got to remember, it's really a 3-year deal for that $160, $180 million is really what it boils down to. Because when he gets to a certain point in his contract, whether it's year four, whether it's year three and a half, they're going to see him again if he's worth the price of admission.
That's what I mean. Can you figure out a way to manipulate the cap and the rules in such a way that the player comes out ahead at the end of his career and the team was allowed flexibility throughout? It seems like this is that kind of deal. And furthermore, before you pay a dude at the top of the market, like, this is the problem I had with that quarterback class of Goff and Wentz and Dak. I looked at them and thought, if you pay any of these dudes at the top of the market, you're going to be a bit handcuffed, because I didn't think any of them were good enough to compensate for weaknesses in other areas of the team. But this crop, Patrick Mahomes, now Jalen Hurts.
Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert.
You would assume when Deshaun Watson gets all the way back, that class of quarterbacks, I think, has the ability to compensate for things that, oh, like a couple years, oh, now we can't sign this guy. That's okay, because you have a guy who can make up for that. Jalen Hurts seems to me to be that kind of player. But what does this mean, by the way, for Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert and Lamar Jackson? Because those three are coming up.
That $138 million guarantee for Lamar Jackson better not be the case no more, right?
Well, we're going to get into that coming up on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
A lot.
On ESPN Radio. Did I mention we're presented by Progressive Insurance?
I'm actually buying Treasuries, Key. It's all going into Treasuries.
God.
Yes.
He's out of the NFTs, Key. He cashed out, and he...
I'm back into Treasuries now. Yes.
KJM.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
ESPN's Adam Schefter reports Hurts and the Eagles agreed on a five-year, $255 million extension.
If you're Lamar, you're going to have to look at that and say, maybe I did misjudge what the market may be for the quarterback position. Maybe I need to come down a little bit and take something else that's feasible for both me and also the Ravens organization.
I don't know if Jalen Hurts in this contract is going to move the needle one way or the other for Lamar Jackson. I think all of us are hoping that gets resolved.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. According to Jameson Hensley, Jalen Hurts' five-year contract extension with the Eagles looks very similar to the offer Lamar Jackson turned down in September, which was reported by Adam Schefter. Total value for Hurts was $255. For Lamar, it's $250. Guarantee for injury for Hurts was $179.3. For Lamar, it was $175. Here's the thing. When the Ravens slapped him with a non-exclusive tag, Jay, you pointed out, in fact, that's kind of it's a fair thing to do. You're saying, go ahead, we're not stopping you from testing the market. Now, it seems to me there is collusion in the NFL against Lamar Jackson. They wanted to toe the line at 230, but let's say that's not the case because just, I don't know it, you can't prove it, but it's very curious to me that no one's even kicking the tires on Lamar Jackson. But the point is, there's no market out there. So Lamar can turn around now. That's the Jalen Hurts deal. This is the way he can set his market. Wait for Joe Burrow. Wait for Justin Herbert. Then he can turn over to the Ravens and say, now we're not dealing with some arbitrary numbers we're throwing back and forth. Now, just like you said, okay, go make your market. Well, for whatever reason, guys, my market wasn't there, right? But what we can see is this is what the top quarterbacks are getting paid.
Can I ask you guys a question, though? Where has Jalen Hurts been? To the Super Bowl. Where's Joe Burrow been? Mm-hmm. To the Super Bowl.
Herbert hasn't. He's going to get paid just like those dudes.
Okay, well, we'll see. Yep. But, like, you know, there is – I'm just playing devil's advocate, and I want Lamar to get as much money as he should get. But if you also combine that with, okay, games that have been missed due to injury, and I know they're devil in the details about why he chose not to come back and play. I wouldn't either. Wouldn't those be factors working against Lamar – In this negotiation, to be a little bit more realistic about what that number is?
They might be, but I do think their original or their ultimate offer that he turned down
was low. I agree.
No, indicates that the Ravens had a good sense of the market. I wonder how. But at any rate, they had a good sense of where things are, and they came in very close to Jalen Hurts. But let me just say this, Key. My analysis of this is as follows. The Jets don't get the Rodgers deal done until right before the draft, because they have no way of knowing if that's going to be, the Packers don't, if that's going to be the Jets' offer until right before the draft. At that point, they'll know, okay, that's their best and final offer, and they can take that. Jalen Hurts had no way of knowing if that's going to be their best offer back then. Now, if he waits for this deal and Burrow and Herbert to get done.
I meant Lamar.
Okay. If Lamar waits for this deal for Jalen Hurts and now Burrow and Herbert to get done, at least then he'll know that is actually the marketplace. Now I can go in and negotiate with these guys based on something real, not based on just what they're telling me the market is. So I get it, and it may not be much better than his original offer, but at least it'll be based on something. I get waiting if I'm Lamar.
I don't know what his original offer is or was. I have no idea.
Well, it's reported.
I've gotten 30 different numbers. In the last 7-8 months, I went to 133. Now you're telling me it's 175 guaranteed against injury, which means he's got to get injured to get to 175.
Exactly.
So you can't. So when they start saying stuff like that, Max, this and that, don't
devil's
fall
in the
for
details,
it.
As
don't
Jay said.
Don't fall for it.
Right.
Okay. Now look, every player, just like every broadcaster on television, you can't count somebody else's money and what that appetite is. If Jalen Hurts is satisfied with $180 million and he's happy with putting that $60 million in his pocket for the next 3 years every year, that's him. Everybody does it a little bit different. Tom Brady was happy with the New England Patriots taking a major discount. Felt a certain way. Lamar feels a certain way. And he shouldn't be punished because he believes his value is greater than what they're offering him. We can't judge that because we don't know what the real numbers and the structure of the contract is. If you give Lamar Jackson $175 million, of fully guaranteed money, Max, and you say, we're going to give it all to you in 2 years, but we want you to do a three-year deal. That's a different deal. Mm-hmm. Think about it. That's a different deal, mm-hmm. right? I mean, if I gave it to you in 2 years versus three, that's yes. a different deal. So it's all about what's in the contract. How is it structured? What other kickers are there? Are there kickers in there where there's no trade clause? Are there voidables where he can void out after 3 years? Is it present value where on 175, they're going to give him $100 million of it guaranteed up on signing? One check. Not here's 50, here's 25, here's 25 in 2024. No. So it's all those sort of things when these agents are going through these contracts.
I get that.
And trying to negotiate.
I get that. But, Jay, based on what Key just said, again, I'll go back to the other guys, to Hurts and Herbert and Burrow. Whatever those deals are, even if the original deal the Ravens offered Lamar, let's just say, is ballpark of what those turn out to be. But I have no way of knowing that if I'm Lamar Jackson until I see those other deals. So I'm not playing until I see these guys' deals, and then we can come to an arrangement.
No, but I'll know. I'll know from the NFLPA. Remember, Lamar Jackson is dealing with the NFLPA. So all contracts that are being negotiated, the agent sent to the NFLPA. Mm-hmm. And because Lamar is agent of record, he gets to source through those deals and look at them.
Key.
The NFLPA and Mark Levin and company are going to tell him that's not a good deal.
Key, what's the timeline on that? Is it typically like as the deal has to be finalized, both sides have to agree before the deal is passed to the NFLPA?
Yeah, no, you bounce it off the NFLPA. Like I'm the NFLPA, Jay, and you're negotiating with ESPN.
Yeah,
just give it to me. I'll take a look at it and tell you if you're heading in the right direction or not.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. So you can actually build up a case against it. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. So now they're there, and they're there for that. Agents go to the NFLPA to make sure that they're in the right ballpark on deals.
Fine, but doesn't it feel like the pendulum has swung a little bit from the conversation being about that 230 plus guarantee to now being a little bit more, is that 180, 190 around
the
that
owners
ballpark?
Have won. The owners have won.
The owners
won.
Have eventually, like they've won in this whole thing.
The
like
owners
the Deshaun Watson guaranteed is out the window.
Yeah,
it feels like it is.
And it seems to me that they colluded, but I may be wrong. I have no knowledge of that. I'm just reading the market.
The reason I say no is because we keep looking at the longer contract. You can't look at the long deals. They're not going to go out long. Think NBA, Jay. I just want you to think NBA. Remember NBA went out long when you were playing?
Yeah.
Right? It was long. Now they keep them nice and short.
So it's just the way it's packaged, Key. It's like, yeah, it's how it's gift wrapped, right? So you're saying, hey, in 3 years, if you made $180 million, right? And then if you want to what are you talking about? $60
million? No, I'm saying, yes.
All right, so then we're going to redo our deal again, and that could be at $60 million again. You can end up being over it.
So why?
Think about it this way, Coach.
There.
Clay Thompson getting ready to come up.
Yep.
Clay signed his deal, 3 years ago?
Yep.
So he's getting ready to come up.
And I understand not wanting to do long. In fact, that's something I'm pro-labor, but I'd be in favor of sports leagues shortening the length of deals. I think that's really the issue. And everyone might come out ahead, including the players, right, in that case. However, the issue that the owners seem to want to avoid is the biggest guaranteed dollar commitment,
agreed.
Right?
Yes.
And they have successfully navigated
yes, they
that.
Have.
They have towed the line under $200 million so far, significantly under, when someone has already signed for $230. That means that deal got done, and the owner said, hell no, we're not letting that happen
and
again.
And, Key, I get your point, but injury always factors in. You know what I mean? Like, if it doesn't look the same like it was 2 years ago when your deal is up, that's how they get you.
All right, Keyshawn,
you put $180 in your pocket.
I hear you.
No, I'm not saying you're not taking that.
Especially
if you
take it.
If you can touch 100 in 12 calendar months, as Key said, you might
I'll take the extra 50 guarantee, too.
All right. After being tossed from the game last night, is Draymond Green headed for suspension, KJM?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.